Our topic today of Nishboin L'Kaima Samitzvah is incredibly timely because it is the topic of this week's parasha. In Bereishis here, in Parashas Vayetze, in Perek Chav Ches, Yaakov Avinu, after he wakes up, he's startled from his dream, he can't believe it, Yesh Mokom, Yesh Hashem B'Mokom Hazeh, he establishes a matzeva, and then in Perek Chav the pasuk says Vayidar Yaakov Neder Lemor. Yaakov Avinu takes the neder and he says Him Yelo Kimi Modi Ushmarani Baderech Hazeh Asher Anochi Olich V'Nosan Li Lechem Lechol Ubeged Lulbosh. So Yaakov Avinu promises to commit himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Kol Asher Titen Li Aser Asrenu Lach, in addition to the Matzeva being a Beis Elokim. And this is a very startling declaration from Yaakov Avinu in light of Rabbi Kraft's recent Chabura, based on the Gemara's later on in Nedarim, about how Chazal view Nedarim generally. Right? We had a dim view of Nedarim, Tova Sherlo Tidor, the Machlokas Ramei Rabbi Yehuda, the idea that the person is building like a bama, and all kinds of other very negative associations that we have with Nedarim. With Mar at the end of the second parak, there's a lot of... We have it on Daf Tes, but then you quoted from later on, I think it was on Daf Yud Tes. Yes, that's one Gemara, but I'm not referring to that. I'm referring to Gemara Daf Chaf. La'olam alti ragel b'nedarim shesovcha limo b'shvuas, etc. So it's not positive at all. And yet, Yaakov Avinu takes the neder. And the Medrash says on this pasuk, Vayidar Yaakov neder lemor, asher patsu svasai v'diber pi batzar li, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Abavli, man denodar mitzvah. If you take a neder, it's a mitzvah, it's a good thing to take a neder. So how do you resolve this? Chazal are telling us on the one hand that nedarim are not positive, on the other hand, it's a good idea. So if you look in the Bereishis Rabbah, the other nusach, there is a different formulation of this medrash, and it's clear from the Hemshech of the Bereishis Rabbah. This text is the text that appears in Rav Kasha's edition of the medrash, in the Torah Shlema, and he quotes here in Ha'ara Kuf Mem Beis in the Torah Shlema, he quotes different girsos on this. But when you look at, let's say, in our edition, in the red edition of the Medrash Rabbah, and in the Hemshech, you get the impression that it's not a general concept. Generally speaking, it's not a good idea to take Nedarim. However, here it's Ledoros, why the Medrash continues and says, Kadeshu Nodrin Be'is Sarasan. So if it's an Eis Sara, that's when it's Kedai to take a Neder. That's one option. So maybe Nedarim generally are not looked upon favorably by Chazal, but if you're in a pinch, if you are Be'is Sara, so you're going to take a Neder. And the truth is that later on, in Sefer Bamidbar, in the context of the Melech Arad, who came to fight against the Jewish people after the death of Aaron, it says, "Vayidar Yisrael neder l'Hashem vayomar im nason titenas ha'am hazeh biyadi v'acharam tiyas arihem v'yishma Hashem b'kol Yisrael v'yitenas ha'knani v'acharem esem v'yas arihem v'yikra Hashem ha'mokom chorma." So you see another incident in the Tanakh. This is in Perek Chaf Aleph. This is in Bamidbar Perek Chaf Aleph, in Parashas Chukas, where the Jewish people took a neder be'is tzara. But there is another way of understanding this story with Yaakov Avinu, and that is the She'iltus. The She'iltus here in She'ilta Chav Gimel in Parshas Vayetze begins the She'ilta the iluman de nodar nidra kamishmaya mechayev l'shalume. We learn from the story of Yaakov Avinu that a person who takes a neder klapei Shmaya must fulfill their neder, just like it says, Vayider Yaakov neder leimar. And when Yaakov goes back to his home in Eretz Yisrael, v'chichadar b'bei Lavan, ischazi le'kudsh b'rich v'amalei, shalem nedarecha dinadrasa li. You should pay it back. So now the Shi'ilto says, well, wait a second. Don't we always say it's a bad thing to take nedarim? Va'afagav da'asa l'midna. A person who takes a neder is a chote, because he restricts himself from even though, generally speaking, he's a chote, but if he took a neder, you should still fulfill your word. But how could Yaakov Avinu take this? And he goes on to quote the machlokas from Meir Yehuda, etc. He says, in this case, it's different. Why? Vahani mili milsa de lo mechayev be mitzvah. Velo ramyale. Aval hecha de nadar umishtabel kiyume mitzvah. Shapir dummy. Domer av gidol marav. Minayin shenishboi lakaimas a mitzvah shenayimar nishbati vaakayema lishmor mishbete tzidkecha. So the Shi'ultos quotes our Gemara. And it says, you see, the story of Yaakov Avinu teaches us that taking a neder to fulfill a mitzvah is a proper thing to do. That's what it means, nishbati v'akayema, is in the context of taking a neder to fulfill a mitzvah. So that's an interesting question. Why does this constitute a mitzvah? So if you look in the footnote, Rav Kasha talks about in the Torah Shlema, what might the neder be? The simple pshat in the pasuk of Asar Asrenu Lach, he's taking a neder to build a mizbeach, to give tzedakah.
Who are we assuming the mitzvah the first time? Yitzhak or Yaakov?
Could be. The Shi'ultos calls it nidre, a neder to fulfill a mitzvah. And the truth is that the Shi'ultos is not only the only one who takes a very positive view of taking a neder to support a mitzvah, because if you look in the Rambam, in the Sefer Mitzvos, in Mitzvah Zion, the Rambam says, "V'amitzvah shviyis he shetzivanu lihishava b'shmo yisale kishenitzdarich lekayim darv min advarim ola hakchisho ki b'ze agdul l'shem yisale ukavod ve'iloi." Which is developed, this idea of Vishmo Tishavea is discussed in the Gemara in Tumur on Daf Gimel Amid Beis. And in that context, the Gemara raises none other than Rav Gidol. And where does the Rambam end this halacha, this mitzvah, the mitzvah Zion? Vihine Amru Beperek Risha Mitmura. Minayin shenishboin lekayim es hamitzvah sheneemar uvishmo tishaveya. So the Ramban here disputes this Rambam. The Rambam assumes that it's a mitzvah to take a shvuah in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the proper context. The Ramban disputes that. He says it's not obligatory. But you see from the Shi'ultos and from the Rambam that taking a shvuah to be mekayim a mitzvah is something which is very positive, and that's what we're going to learn from Yaakov Avinu. Yeah.
There is a difference between mitzvah and mechayevet, like nitilat lulav. I mean, you don't need a neder to mute up. Then a mitzvah of giving maaser, which is you don't need to do it right now, the mitzvah to do it in any given time.
So it could be that there is a difference. That comes up. There is a comment of the Ketzos that might be relevant to that, but l'chor, it may not be a question of time, more a question of the nature of the obligation. Meaning it could be that aser asrenu is not really an obligation. Maybe that's only a midas chasidus. So that would be like the second point of the Gemara. The Gemara says, yes, let's say you talk about the chiyuv of Talmud Torah. So the Gemara says, if a person says, eshne masech dezu, neder godar nodar l'lokei Yisrael. The Gemara says, well, that's not Rav Gidol. Why? Because over here, the neder could actually be much more binding because Iboi Pater Nafshe B'Kriyash Mashachris V'Arvis. So in Achanami, there's actually a makom for the neder to be chal. So Now that we understand that Yaakovino already laid out for us the model of Rav Gittel, let's try to understand what Rav Gittel is actually teaching us, because this is the Gemara that we're focusing on today in Daf Chesam and Aleph here in the Nedarim. Va'am Rav Gittel Marav, minayin shenishboin lekaimas ha-mitzvah, sheneemar, nishbati va'akayema, lishmor mishpatei tzidkecha. How do we know that we are nishboin? And it's not clear from the Gemara that means that we are permitted to take a shvua or that we are encouraged to take a shvua. L'kaimes ha-mitzvah, he quotes this pasuk in Tehillim, Nishbati va'akayema lishmor mishpatei tzidkecha. So the Gemara asks, wait a minute, what are you talking about? Va'alo mushba ve'omed me'ar Sinai hu. The person is mushba ve'omed me'ar Sinai. Well, and therefore what? What's the problem with the statement of Rav Gittel if you're mushba me'ar Sinai? So why is that a problem? And the Gemara's response is, Elaho kamashmalon, Deshari le'le inish l'zeruzei nafshei. A person is permitted to encourage, strengthen, give themselves a little energy boost. Zeruze nafshe, it's permitted. So this Gemara is hard to understand. What exactly was the Havamina in the Gemara? What was the Gemara thinking when it said that it's nishboin, either it's a permitted or it's encouraged to take a shvu on the mitzvah? And then what was the challenge? And what's the conclusion? What's that? Oh, good. So that's one option. Maybe it's Haskar Shem Shamayim Lashav. And then the answer of Lizaruze Nafshi is, it's not Maskar Shem Shamayim Lashav. It's mamash like he never left. Ah. Holding in Gan Shas. Awesome. So perhaps we can identify two different ways of looking at this sugya to understand what is the chiddush of Rav Gittel? What's he telling us that we wouldn't have understood? And therefore, what is the Gemara's back and forth? So the Ran here presents one opinion, one approach to this whole story. And that's based on an assumption. The Ran says, when the Gemara says, Mujba va'omed me'har Sinai, it's telling you there is a problem. You know what the problem is? The problem is we know that you don't take a shvua to be mekayim a mitzvah. Why not? Because it's a beferish mishnah in Shavuos. The Gemara discusses in Shavuos at length on the Shavuos Daf Chav Zayin. In the context of shvuas bitui, the mishnah says nishba levatel es mitzvah v'lo bitul poter lekayim v'lo kiyum es poter. You're not chayav in a korban for shvuas bitui if you took a shvuah to be mekayim a mitzvah and then didn't follow through. So the Gemara presents, actually, it's machlokas, the Chachamim, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. But the Ran says, well, what's going on over here? In the Gemara discusses that the reason why you don't have a chalos, you don't have this chiyuv of the karban on a shvuas bitui to be mekayim a mitzvah, tamal lomar lahor lahoitiv ma ra rishus afatav rishus os otzi nishba lekayim a mitzvah v'lo kiyum shehu pater. The whole context of shvuas bitui is I want, I don't want. Lahor lahoitiv nefesh kish tishav levat v'sfasaim lahor lahoitiv. So a person takes a shvuah, they swear that they don't want to eat potato chips, they won't eat potato chips. So that's lahara, and lahetiv would be they want to eat potato chips, but that's a rishus, whether they want or they don't want to eat potato chips. So says the Ran, that's really the driver, that's really the mechanism by which we judge whether or not you do or don't allow a shvuas bitui on a mitzvah. That's the assumption of the Ran. That's what he describes to you here. Well, if that's the case, if what the Ran is saying is correct, that the real reason why a shvuas bitu is not chal on a mitzvah because it's not living up to the standard of lahara and lahitiv, well, in what context is lahara and lahitiv written? It's written in the context of the karban. So says the Ran, if you take a shvuah to be mekayim a mitzvah, It is chal. The shvuah's bitoy is chal. Rakma, there's no chi of carbon if you blew it off, because the carbon is mismayed from lahara and lahativ. But the shvuah is chal, and if you violated the shvuah, you would have broken bal yachel, and you get malchus. So if that's true, what's the back and forth in the Gemara? When the Gemara says, minayin shenishbon lekaimas mitzvah shenemar nishbati va'akayema, I knew that already. I knew that from the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Chav Zayin. I knew that the Shavuos is chal. So when the Gemara says, wait a minute, ein nishbon mushba va'omid me'har Sinai, what's the challenge and what's the retort of lezeruzin nafshei? So the Ran says, I'll tell you what it is. The chiddush is that we encourage people to do this. Usually the Ran says, when it comes to Nedarim in general, like we opened with, Nedarim, we have a hesitancy about them. We discourage people to take Nedarim. That's why when the person says he wants to take a Nedar, Kenidre Rishoyim, we say it's Chal, because only Rishoyim take Nedarim, but not the Nedre Tzadikim, Tzadikim Ksherim, they don't take Nedarim. So over here, no! Davar Hogun, the Ran says, that's the chiddush. And what is the ziruz? The ziruz is that you now have a shvua which is supporting your action. Yes.
Before I start a grappling standard, but the Ron's shot, it sounds like it doesn't fit in the words at all. The question Malom Shvuomi Rasina is not at all the Ron. He's totally going off the question.
Right, so why is the Ron doing that? Why is the Ran not the smoothest reading of the Gemara?
It doesn't read, but it just doesn't read.
So why is he doing that? So what's motivating the Ran?
So perhaps the Ran has this mahal that we don't necessarily stick to the literal words.
So that I don't know, but I think the other issue is that the Ran is boxed in by Yeshita. The Ran assumes, and he's not the only one, if you look in the Rashba, the first day in the Rashba also makes the same assumption. What's that?
The Rashba pulls off the Vipassana.
So the first day in the Rashba is in consonance with this run. But the other way to view this Gemara is not like the run, that the Gemara is not discussing whether or not we encourage people or discourage people to take Nedarim to support their mitzvahs, which is the way the run sees it. It's not a legal argument about whether it's chal or not. It is chal. The question is, do we encourage people to do it? The other way to say it is no. Tosfos here, he raises the question as to what is the risk, what's the concern? The concern is v'lomutzar mishum demoti shem shamayim levatala, that the person who takes this neder, if the neder is not binding, if the neder doesn't take effect at all, so then it's like being moti shem shamayim levatala, because you have nothing. And what's the chiddush of the Gemara? The chiddush is, no, it's not motzi shem shemayim levatol, since it's lezeruzi nafshei, since somehow there is an avodas Hashem component of this statement, even though as a shmuas bitoy, it's not chal at all, there's nothing to be chal, it's still okay, it's not shem shemayim levatol. And who supports this idea? This is supported by the Ran and the Milchamas, in the end of the third parak in Shavuos, on that sugya, where the Ran says that Shavuah, to fulfill a mitzvah, is not chal at all. Not la'inyan karbonos, and not la'inyan malchus. Why not? Because the limitation of a Shavuah on a mitzvah, it's not necessarily based on the Gemara in Shavuos and Chav Zayin's drasha of Lahar and Lahitiv.
The Ramban
in the Melchamas, the third parak of Shavuos. Yeah. So, the Gemara has a comment later on. Amar Rav Gidl, Amar Shmuel, minayin she'inish bo'en lavar ala mitzvos, Tamalomar lo yachal dvarol. Dvarol lo yachal, aval mechel hu lechepze shemayim. So, in this context, it's laver ala mitzvos, but the idea that bal yachel is only in the realm of things that are not chepze shemayim can be transferred to mitzvah sase as well. Meaning the whole iser, the whole problem of not keeping your word is only something in which you had the right to make a decision in the first place. But to be mekayim a mitzvah, that you never had the right to stake out a claim. Yes or no, positive or negative. That you're mushba me'omim me'har Sinai. And this is what you would have been saying before. That's the mashmos of the words. The mashmos of the words is that there is no chalos here at all. It's not subject to the whole realm. That's why the Rush, he even introduces this phrase when he talks about ve'ein shvuah chal al shvuah. It's not chal, one on the other. Now he does mention milahara lahitiv, but then the next... maybe Tosus mentions it. Tosus says, lo mayri le'inyan shvuas bitui. We're not talking about shvuas bitui, because it's not chal at all. So these are two different ways of looking at this Gemara, with an afkamina of whether or not you have a shvuah being chal, a shvuas bitui being chal at all. So according to the first approach, which is the Ran, the chiddush is that it's suggested, and the ziruz, what does it mean, lezeruze nafshe? You're actually being mezaris yourself because you are creating a bal yachel threat if you don't fulfill your mitzvah. Whereas according to Tosfos, there's no bal yachel threat at all, and the whole chiddush of the Gemara is that it's not called Shem Shemayim Levatala. So then the obvious question is going to be what? What does it mean, lezeruze nafshe? If the whole thing is not chal, so what's the zeros? Yeah?
One claim, not only that it's not chal, it's not appropriate. It's chutzpah to say I need a zoldi nafshe or shvat al chal, shvat. It's not in the big realm. It's in shvat al minna, kadosh bavu. Who do you think you are to try to draw it in another shvat? Color it.
So it's interesting. That's a perfect segue to what the Stipler writes on this point. The Stipler writes, what's the pshat in this Lizaruze Nafshe? So he says something interesting. He says, Biyaldusi Kasafti, he wrote in his Yaldus, he says, Tivan Shel B'nei Adam. Listen to this interesting insight. Tivan Shel B'nei Adam. He says that this, it's a concession to human frailty, that when people find a mitzvah very difficult, what do? They look for patentim, they look for dreis. They're religious people. He's not saying the people are avaryonim, but when it's difficult, people start to look for, you know, I can't speak for anybody else, but I know I've definitely been in this seat sometimes in my life. And what happens? He has a beautiful taich on this. Va'al zeh ho'ilo ha'shvua shapir. Zigizant. Mika amcha Yisrael. Even though we have a shtikel yetzer hara to start looking for heterim and to find duchukim and this and that, you know what we do? We take a shvua to be mechazik ourselves. We love HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much that even though our teva is to say, look, I can find a heta like this, I can find a heta like that. No, I actually, out of my love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to take a shvua to make sure that I don't fall off the wagon here. So he says, how is that chal? So he says, to Memanav Shach, Lufum Teuso, Shebo de Milibo, She'embez and Mitzvah, She'enu Chiyuv Gamor, now, Kvar Hu Dvar HaRishus, V'Shaper Chal HaShvua, V'Yemuchel Hekayim Mitzad HaShvua.
It's so crazy, because someone's, is it incorrect perception of a mitzvah?
That what?
There's going to be a real chalos, like shvua, and it's...
no, this is... remember, this is within Shitas Tosfos. There is no chalos of Shmuas Bitu here.
It's all
right. But what's interesting is it's not psychological in the sense that he's saying, well, it's purely psychological, and therefore Lizaruzi Nafshi is to just kind of get yourself pumped up. And he's saying, no, no, no. There's a logic to this.
Meaning his lashon chalos is literal, right?
No, his chalos is literal because he's saying, Lu Yitzuyer, you could kind of come up with some kind of trick to assume that it's not a mitzvah.
Yeah.
So then, and get out of the mitzvah, then it's binding. Because if it's a Dvar Rishus, it is binding.
Right. But
Tosa
says it's not.
Tosa says it's not binding when it's on a mitzvah.
Right.
So he's saying, maybe you're going to come up with some way to dream up that you're not really mechuyev to do this.
I don't put on a
mitzvah. Yeah.
Tosa looks, says that himself. Why do we need a disciple?
What do you mean? What does Tosa say? That what? Yeah, not
that's,
the.
That's totally different.
Totally different.
That's totally different.
Totally different.
There's an actual thing. It's just minimal. So you're accepting more upon yourself. That's not a psychological mistake.
So I'm making a more ahead of myself when I'm filling. So then I'm making a shavua on that side of my brain that I didn't have to put on filling that became a little very sure that makes an achiev. I suppose it's interesting. I really don't have to.
Correct. That it's a psychological. And then he says, "V'sektzas al derech drush." It's a little bit al derech drush. I gave it to you in your packet. V'shuv armuli shekos of Cain b'sefer bina leitim lahagom b'gbal gidulei truma. So it's part psychological, but that psychology is based on a real lumdus that the neder would be chal if it weren't a chiyuv gamur. So this explains, according to Tosfos, that there is this psychological encouragement that is happening with the zeros, even though the neder is not chal. So ad kan we have approach number one is the Ran with the first day in the Rashba. Approach number two is Tosfos and the Ramban. According to this last, yeah. Right.
But in reality, it's all just like.
Right, it's all psychological. But it's psychological with lumdus. Meaning, it's not just saying, oh, I'm going to take a shvua because taking a shvua is adding emphasis. No, because in my mind, if I can find a heter, the shvua is precluding that heter.
Within yourself.
Yes.
But not in reality.
Correct. However, there is an alternative to this. To this answer of the Kilas Yaakov, and that is to say that even according to the Ramban, perhaps even according to Tosfos, there is a chalos of this shvua, and that appears in the Ktzos here in Simon Ayin Gimel Osei. The Chiddush of the Ktzos is that even according to the Ramban, who thinks that there's no Malkus, there is still an Isser. I'll read you the Lashon. Va'o nire, da'afilu laha Ramban, desvirule degam Malkus imut mishum de'ena balavein, moda de'isura mi'a'ika, ba'over ala shvua. How? De'ileka shum Isser shvua l'kaim mitzvah, eich omar dove nishpati va'kayema. What does it mean? Umay zirus is bishvua kevad hashvua lo sosif kocha klal al karchach tzarach lomar di is shvua miyaika ela di imut imit mi malkas ladas ramban mi laharu leheti ve'inu balav vehin. Says the Ktzos, maybe the pshat is there is an iser. It's just an iser that doesn't have a carbon and doesn't have malkas. So this is option number two for what the Ziris is, according to the Ramban and Tosfos. And it's not just, the truth is, it's not just the Ktzos's Chiddush. L'chura, this is the Pshat in the Ritva. Because the Ritva here, in Daf Ches, in our Gemara, sounds like the Ramban. He says, Mikol makom lo chayla shvu alei lil kosa leo mishum shvu as bitui. There is no Malkus on the Shvua. However, later on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, we saw this Ritva once before in a different context. He says, Ushvua Eina Chala, what's that?
It's the Ritva 2 Ches and Ritva 2 Yud Gimel.
Yes. In the Mosad Rav Kook edition, the second one is on column Ayin Gimel in the Mosad Rav Kook edition. He says, Avol Shvua. So first he says, Avol Neder os asay leka klal b'dvar rishus the leka midi de mitzvah le ushvua einachal al bitul mitzvah shalos asay afilu b'kolel v'lo abitul shvua v'lo al neder Avol Shvua chal al kiyum mitzvah asay midrav gidol. We're not going to discuss these other permutations. But it sounds like the Ritva here is saying that the Shvu is Chal. So what does it mean? So if you look in the footnotes here, authored by Rav Yaffa, and he has an essay in the Miluim in the back, in Siman Yud, where he suggests that the Pshat in the Ritva follows the Ktzos. That even though there's no Malkus, there's still an Isser. And that, perhaps, is how we can understand the Zeruz for this approach. Who argues on all of this and summarizes the Sugya incredibly? The Afike Yam. The Afike Yam, which I gave you in the packet in Siman Lamed Vav, I only gave you the first four pages because this is where he deals with the din of Nishba L'Kayim HaMitzvah. The Afike Yam puts it all together, and he lays out the Shita of the Ran, and then the Ramban, and he puts Tosas together with the Ramban, and then he quotes the Ktzos, and he disagrees. He says, Ledaiti, this is in Siman Lamed Vav Ostalid, Ledaiti Ania Kol Dvor of Mukshim. He says, I don't understand. What are you telling me? What kind of Isser is this? If there's no Malkus, so what's the Isser? He says, "Me'ayin yelonu ha'iser kevedah Ramban zal degam lav leka mishum dematina mikra delo yachal devar avol mechel lechefzei shemayim ainu bechalal lo yachal bein levatal bein lekayim v'chad dina v'chad tamer letarvayu minayin lonu she'iser benishba lekayim." And then he quotes a tour. The Ktzos quotes a tour, and then he rejects it. Part of the Dion here is about the fact that the Ktzos understood that the Svar of the Ramban was based on the Hain Falav and the Gemara and Shavuos, not the Chefzei Shemayim that he quotes later on. So the Afike Yam disputes this Shita, but the Ktzos does have a, you could say, Tarts of the Ktzos. I have this edition of the Ktzos from Rav Dimitrovsky, who quotes the Kasha of the Afike Yam. He gives an answer in the end here. Ayin Imre Bina, etc. So you have Shita number one is the Ran, Shita number two is the Ramban, the Ktzos back and forth, but then the Afike Yam introduces you to the Rambam. And he has an awesome shot in the Rambam, even though he doesn't seem to say the Maskana, but he has an awesome shot in the Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchos Shavuos. How does the Rambam view this sugya?
So he's just rejecting all of that. He's not answering it.
Right. He's not answering the. He leaves that. He leaves the ktos as a tzarachian. Sof davar divra ktos achoshen zal sogvu mimeni utzrichim etzli talmud. Okay. So the Rambam is in Perakei in Hilchos Shavuos Perakei Halacha Tezayim. Nishba l'kayim es hamitzvah v'lo kiyem potter mishvuas bitui. If a person took a shvua to be mekayim a mitzvah and didn't fulfill it, he's potter from a shvuas bitui. Ketzad kugon shenishba shiyase lulav osuka o shiyitin staka la'ani o shiyoed lo im yeda lo edus v'lo asa v'lo nasan v'lo heyin hariz epotter mishum shvuas bitui. She'en shvuas bitui chala ela al divrei harishus. She'im ratza osa ve'im lo ratza ein osa. She'nemar lahara lahitiv. Lafichach kol hanishba lahara la'achirim patu mishvuas bitui kigon she'nishba she'yake ploni o yekal lenu o yigzal mamono o yimserenu bi'an anas v'bnei shu mitzvah shelo lasos. V'yei royali, says the Rambam, shehu loke mishum shvuas shav. What does that mean? V'yei royali shehu loke mishum shvuas shav. A person took a shvua to be mekayim a mitzvah. They didn't do the mitzvah. The shvuas bitoy is not chal. Yei royali that they're chay mishum shvuas shav. So what's going on in this Rambam? So there are two ways to answer this. If you look in the Radvaz and the Sefer HaLikutim here, in the back of the Frankel, the Sefer HaLikutim has one line. L'chura tema, ma shetola hadavar b'yei royali, Va Mishnah Arukai. What are you talking about? This is the Kash of the Rashash. Nishba Levatel as a mitzvah v'chule. Zui Shvua Shov. Ve'ein lo mar mishum nasiz lo chashav ala mitzvos. Shem bekum vaseh. Dimke madu ala kosav, etc. What's that? Ve'ulai koi rabbeinu al reish dvarav nishba lekayim as a mitzvah. We'll come back to that again in a second. That's the Rashash. Let's go to the previous one, the Radah. Alafichach koi, aval anishba lekayim lo de'ein shvua chala v'kule upashat. The Rambam gave you two cases, actually three sections here. He started off with nishba lekayim as a mitzvah v'lo kiyim, which was the guy swore he was going to take a lulav, or he didn't. Then he gave you kol anishba lahara la'achirim patu mishvuas bitui. And then he told you, Yeroe Shuloka Mishum Shvua Shav. So according to the Radah, and the Radvaz here, this is going on the first, on the Lefichach, where the Rambam said, Lefichach kol anishba lahara la'achirim pater, in that case, Yerchayev Shvua Shav. But in the first case, Nishba l'kayim as a mitzvah, in that case, it's not a Shavua Shav. Why is it not a Shavua Shav? Because that's the Zeruz. However, if you look at that Rashash at the end, what's the Rashash's teretz? V'ulai koi rabbeinu al reish devar of nishba l'kayim as a mitzvah. According to the Rambam, according to the Rashash's interpretation, if you're nishba l'kayim as a mitzvah and you didn't do it, you're chay for Shavua Shav. Whose pshat is that? It's not the Ran. Because according to the Ran, you're chayv because of a shvuas bitui. It's not Tosfos, because Tosfos said what? Right? It's not chal at all. There's no shem shemaim levatala. Whose pshat is it? So the Afikayam suggests, even though he notes that the Radvaz disagrees with this, the Afikayam suggests this may be the Me'iri. Because the Me'iri here has a fantastic chiddush, a pshat, where he says the following. He says, this is the Me'iri here in the Dharma Davches. So if a person sees that their yitzro is misgaber on them, and they take a shvua, so he says, where is it? Hold on, let me get you the exact quote. One second. Here it is. In this edition, in the Yad HaRav Herzog edition, it's on page Lamed. Mikol makom b'kiyum mitzvah drachim achayim v'hu shem nishba l'kai mitzvah saseh b'frat v'hi mitzvah she'ein tosefes roi lova b'mitzvah mitzara shvua kagon she'et olulov ein shvuas bitu chala olav klal v'av shvuas shav v'askora shem shemayim l'vatola einkan im hu nishba derech ziruz v'ha'ara la'atzmo achar shekima. Ella, says the Meiri, Shem lo kima, lo ka'alea mishum, shvuas shav. Ve'al zu amru kan, minayin shenishbon l'kaimas ha-mitzvah shenemar nishbati v'akayem alishmar mishpatei tzidkecha. Ve'haya bala talmud meivin midvarav, shvuas bito ichala olav l'malkas b'meizid l'korban b'shoge. V'ikshma, what do you mean? Ve'al lo mishba v'omit, v'tiritz lo ha-kamash malon, jishari le'lenish l'zeruzei nafshi, klomar, lo shetei shvuas bitu chala olav ela she'ein b'ze shvuas chinam v'kol shu mekayim alo avar klal ha'im lo kima avar al shvuas shav shezidona b'malkus shegagasa below klum etc. So what's the pshat? You violated shvuas shav l'mafreya. How does the Meiri learn the Gemara? Nishbati va'akayema, that's only a heter, b'shas maisa, that it's not considered a shvu ashav because it has a purpose. But if that purpose doesn't come to fruition, in the end, it was wasted. It was a shvu ashav. Says the Afikayam, even though that's not what the Radvaz says, he suggests maybe this is the pshat in the Rambam. He was machri. He says he rejects it in the end, but he says what's that?
That's same shot in the Rambam of Yiro.
So that's exactly what he's about to say. He says alze kosav alze v'yeroyali shu log mishum shvuashav v'shayach alze shaper loshim v'yeroyali. Why shu be'emes din mechudash delay se b'shas? Exactly. That's what he says. Now, even though he then says, rather than on the nishba levatla mitzvah, not nishba lekayma mitzvah, and he says the ain shayach lechayv lemafreil mashi nishba the lo kam iirizal al kapana muchran mipashas tivir arambam the benishba lekayma mitzvah lo kiim gam malchus leika. Not like the Ran and the Razah, but the idea that that's the Pshat in the Meiri, and maybe that would have been the Pshat in the Rambam, is fascinating, right? Because we've been oscillating between Shivuas Bitui on the one end and Shem Shamayim Levatol on the other hand, and this Meiri says, well, it's somewhere in the middle. It's not Shivuas Bitui, and it's not Shivuas Shav, but if you didn't end up following through, Lemafreya, it does turn out to be a Shivuas Shav. So those are three different approaches, three different ways to read this Gemara and the conclusion of Lezeruzei Nafshe. Just one more ha'ara on the next line of the Gemara, and that is that the Gemara then presents the next statement of Rav Gidol. Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav Ha'omer Ashkim Ve'eshne Perek Zeh Eshne Masechtazu Neder Godar Nodal Elokei Yisrael. What do you mean? V'alo mushma v'omidu v'ein shvul chalal shvua ma'akam alash malan of ziruzi ben alma. No, that's already Rav Gidol first time. So rather, it's kevin di boing nepater nafshi b'kriyash ma'ashachris v'arvis. So what does this mean? Does this mean that every time a person says, oh, tomorrow I'm going to get up on time for shachris, and they don't do that, so they are in violation of a shvua shav? So both the Rashba and the Meiri point out that this Gemara is not meant to be taken literally. If a person says Ashkim ve'eshna perek zeh, that's not a shvua. They have to actually say, a person has to swear, I swear I will learn this perek. I swear I will wake up in the morning. And then, if you don't do that, then you violated the shvuas bitui, which we're saying is chal, because you didn't have to do it. So that's number one. But the other interesting diuk here is the fact that the Gemara says, Neder godar nodar l'lokei Yisrael. How exactly is this a neder? What do you mean? A person says, I will arise early tomorrow morning, or I will learn. That's I will. What does that sound like? A shvua. It doesn't sound like a neder. It doesn't sound like a neder. It sounds like a shvua. So there are two ways to look at this. One is, if you look in the Rashba, he says, Inachanami, it really is only a shvua. It just happens to be we're using the terminology of neder, and this is an important ta'ara, because now, sometimes through our limud, maybe we will come across somewhere where the Gemara will use the phrase neder, the expression neder, and it doesn't really mean a neder, it really means a shvua. So in this context, the word neder gadol nodar does not mean he took a neder, it means he took a shvua. The other option, and this is what it sounds like from the Rosh here, is that this is akin to nidrei tzedakah. So as we saw on Zayin Amud Aleph, yesh yad letzedakah, ein yad letzedakah. So there is a quasi neder status given to tzedakah, and even though in that case there is more of a chalos and a chefza, a person says this $10 will be given to tzedakah, so it's clearly more focused on the chefza, which, as we know from the Gemara Daf Beis and the Gemara later on that we mentioned earlier on Daf Tesayin, that the neder is focused on the chefza, the shvua is focused on the gar, on the action. So you get this impression that nidrei tzedakah are similar to nidrei hekdesh; they are more chefza oriented. Well, according to the second day in the Rashba, anytime you commit yourself to a specific mitzvah action, that has a quality of it that's similar to nidrei tzedakah and nidrei hekdesh. That's the second day in the Rashba. Even though technically it's not really asring a chefza on you, well, that's okay, because we know, remember the first Ran, way back when, that there are two kinds of nedarim. There's nidrei hekdesh, where you consecrate something, and then there's nidrei iser. So consecrating something has a more broad definition now if it includes tzedakah or other kinds of mitzvos. So to summarize, we began by thinking about whether or not nedarim are negative activities or positive, and we spoke about, even though the fact that the Gemara later on had lots of negative things to say about Nedarim, but you see from Yaakov Avinu that either a Neder be'is tzara, or like the Sheolta says, a Neder l'kaimas ha-mitzvah, like the Rambam tacks on to the end of the mitzvah Zion, that there are times that is a positive time to take a Neder. And then the question that we asked was, well, what is the nature of this din of Rav Gittel Marav that Nishbon L'Kaimas HaMitzvah? So the Ran said, well, the Nishbon L'Kaimas HaMitzvah tells you that it's recommended and that we support that kind of initiative, and that's the Zeruze Napshe. You resarz yourself because the Shvoz Bitu is Chal on this action Mitzad the Malkus Shebo. The second approach was the Ramban and the Tosfos, who said, no, the Shvuas Bitu is not Chal at all. Well, if it's not Chal at all, so what's the Zeruz if there's no Haskar Shem Shemaim Levatala? So option one was like the Kilas Yaakov, that it's more of a psychological Zeruz. Option number two is to say like the Ktzos, that there is a Zeruz because the Isser is Chal, even if there's no carbon and there's no Malkus. And then we saw that the Afikayam was not satisfied with that, but it seems like that may be the Pshat of the Ritva. And then the third approach to this sugya was the Rambam, which may follow the Meiri. The Meiri assumed that there was a Lemafreya quality to the Shvua Shav, that even though the Shvua's Bitu is not Chal, but the Shvua Shav, Lemafreya, can be Chal if the person wasn't Mekayim the Mitzvah. And then finally, this last Ta'ara, that to be Nishba of Eshne Perakzu, it's only Shvua if you use the language of Shvua, that's number one. And number two, you have to think about how it's Chal if it's not really a Shvua. Either it's actually a Shvua, and we're just using the word Neder, or it's Chal more like Nidrei Tzedakah and more like Nidrei Hekdesh.